Indeed, it is a take two, but it is no trouble to us because you see, you are learning that you are the priority. In other words, this is your ascension and consciousness, and you are the important vehicle. You see, your needs are important. The activities that will bring you further into your alignment, into your truth, are essential, yes? So as we were unveiling, this is the lifetime to be present, to be fully present in your Dharma, in your truth, in your life, yes? There have been times past for each of you when you have been the beautiful angels. You understand, you all come from the higher realms where we dwell. You have different experiences, different galaxies, different dimensional development and origin. But all in all, you are breathing in the higher consciousness because that is what you are familiar with. That is what you know best. Now, this is the lifetime when it is not about hiding. Hiding from your problems, hiding from others, hiding from truth. We advise you, we urge you, we beg you, in fact, to get on with it, to stop stalling. To meet each day with the hope that all brings you closer, closer to nirvana. You see, do not avoid the unexpected guest, the unexpected problem, you see, because as you honor your truth, as you honor the awareness that the Christ dwells within, and that you are honoring this pre-selection, you bring to yourselves the gifts of self-mastery, the gifts of atonement, the gifts of fulfillment. So, 99 to your fears. Now, we caution you to believe in these fears because as you believe in them, as you dwell upon them, they will become quite real, yes? And you have the experience temporarily of the stalling out, if you will, the trying to walk over the problems, push them aside, avoid those that cause you pain or sorrow. We caution you to continue in this vein because, dear ones of the light, your answers are upon you. We mean this quite sincerely. You see, you have all graduated. You are all here in Ascension College, if you will. And your duty, part of your roll call, is to pay attention. Pay attention to the gifts that are lurking about you. Pay attention to the opportunities for healing that are present. Each of you are in need of healing, yes? The transference of higher consciousness to heal some of the broken parts, some of the war wounds, some of the despair and sorrow in past grievances towards self or others or what have you. Now, we wish to alert you that magic is afoot. In other words, some of the problems that have been quite a nuisance for perhaps even the majority of the duration of your life expectancy, of your life journey up to now, you see, you have the ability for the dismissal. You have the ability for the removal of that which is causing you angst. Now, it is about attending to truth. Because you see, as you complain, as you have the tendency to be in the denial or the avoidance of the whole kit and caboodle, the whole problem, you see, hoping it will simply go away, or at least you won't focus on it. If I don't go to the right side of the room, I will never notice the bad plumbing over there, you understand? This has been causing you the nightmare, the grief, because in truth, some of the symptoms that you may have been avoiding are in fact in accelerated motion. You see, it is not there to cause you the misery that you may presume. It is not even there because of the devil's presence. Pardon our loose wordage, but you understand. It is there because you are due a promotion. And part of the promotion requires your attendance. It requires you deciding to not avoid any aspect of consciousness, because what you are bringing to yourself are the gifts to heal the consciousness. You see, the gifts are here, and that is the biggest riddle of all. You have asked for ascension. You have decided as a collective whole that the first tier is ready to ascend. Understand? And you are all select members of this grouping, of this phase of movement. And so it is time, dear ones, it is time to address all of the angst, all of the worries, all of the miseries of the past with love. It is the love that is the healer. It is the love that will bring the higher awarenesses, the healing opportunities, the clearings. You see, you have the gifts. In fact, you are, how shall we say, the master consciousness indeed. You have arrived for your own divine appointment. And as you descend into the physicality, as you merge more and more so with your physical vessel, as you climb the mountain in reaching to the stars, it is quite essential that you pay attention. You see, you pay attention to the problem-solving ability of your higher clan. Your higher benchmark, your higher consciousness, all of the angelic folk that you assume to be eons above you, in fact, are your best buddies, your pals, your comrades. It is because they are equal in revelation, in ability, in truth. And that is what you are claiming at this time. You are claiming at your ability to problem solve your life. You are doing so by looking at situations, past grievances, past complaints, from a higher altitude, from a higher perspective. Now, the question may be raised, how to go about this? You go about this by claiming that there is an aspect of self that knows the truth, that has the wherewithal to encompass all situations. You understand, you have been playing a bit of the riddle with self. You have been going in and out of ego, claiming that this is all of your knowledge. In fact, this is hogwash. You have vast arrays of knowledge, vast healing abilities. You can heal, overcome anything that comes your way. And why is that? Everything that you are experiencing, whether it is in your external reality as you would perceive it to be, or is within the physicality of your vessel, it is all consciousness. And if you have the desire to rise in consciousness, you have the tools, you have the means. It requires focus. It requires the lack of denial. It requires full ownership. It is because you have experienced the suffering of self. In other words, the whipping, the lashing towards self, that you have the tendency for the avoidance. Because when you look upon your galaxy, your personal galaxy, there are blemishes of past attempts to rule your world through lower consciousness. And they have caused you anguish towards self, towards others that you love and cherish. Or perhaps maybe not love and cherish, but have signaled to your morality that this is not right, this is not holy, this is not what I wish to contribute to the whole. And that is what all the avoidance behavior is about. Because you hope no one is looking. You hope no one will discover it. You try to apply the cover up as if there is a pimple or a blemish, you see? And you avoid truth. You will never ascend with this paradigm. The key is to recognize your holy innocence. In your ego script, there have been numerous trespasses against self and others. The ego script writes it that way. It recycles the guilt. And you understand this, you experience this. You are not ever going to truly solve this from the linear standpoint by arguing with the self, by trying to convince the self, I am innocent. You see, you can have the affirmations, beautiful ones, and yet the guilt still comes up, it still arises. The answer, the antidote, is to begin to welcome in the divine self. It is not as far as what a far away as you might suppose. It is right within your reach, quite literally. It has all the tools. It has all the answers. It will provide you liberal freedom. Freedom. It requires not running away from that which you have been holding. You cannot release something that you are not identifying with. By identifying with all of it, yes, in this lifetime, in many lifetimes, I have done many silly things because I was living from the place of ego consciousness. I understand from that level of awareness, we are really all out to hurt ourselves. We have many interesting creative ways of doing it, of course. It is time to end the suffering. It is time to end the war. You have the tools to do so. It is simply about making room in your lives for your truth, making room in your lives for Christ consciousness, for divinity, for your I Am presence. You do not have to understand how this will be accomplished. You do have to have the dedication of opening up, of being willing to understand that you have been wrong in your perceptions. You see, because as you cling to your perceptions, as you have desire to be called right, yes, they have been very holy. They have always seen the truth. You continue with the blinders, and you can never be taught. It is as simple as that. When we say to become like the we children, we mean become open to the awareness that of the ego, you do not know truth. It is not a bad thing. It is nothing to be ashamed of. But it is the truth. As you come to your ascension, you welcome in the truth. You welcome in the places where, I have been quite a silly one, you see? Because as you provide room for this higher guidance, you will be shown. You will be shown the error of your ways. You will recognize where you have thought everyone else in the room was quite wrong indeed. But in fact, they were all mere reflections of yourself. They were projections of the ego, up to its shenanigans in many forms. Because someone's form looks slightly varied from yours, do not dismiss the awareness that they are up to their ears with the same suffering, the same false premise. They are acting out of guilt, you see? It comes in many forms. It is time, dear ones, to end the suffering, to allow your divine presence to blend with, become one, merge with that which you consider to be you. What you are going to find in the days to come is there is much more of you arriving. Imagine receiving a gift and you think, oh, how nice, how wonderful, a present. You open up the box in anticipation. But then another box arrives, and another, and another. So you see, that is what is occurring. Each day, you have more and more of the Christ consciousness that is descending into your physicality. Open up to it. Make use of it. The more you are going to have opportunity to recognize your innocence, the more that you can embrace all of you. Yes, I am the one. In innocence, I choose to learn. Become willing students. Willing students of your higher consciousness, of your higher truth. You are not students of the Yoganandas, as you may assume, though he lends his energetic support for this teaching and works closely with the channeler. You are students of your own divine self. Do not give your power to these masters in the sky. They are only there, we are only here, to show you the way. We are showing you the way to your own master self. Claim that, know that to be true, because in that truth, you will discover all your secrets, all your mastery abilities. They are many. The boxes are soon to arrive. Make room in your house for them. Make room in your heart for them. Have the compassion for the others that have not received their boxes yet. Because as you have compassion for those working out of the lower awarenesses or consciousness, you will continue to have great compassion for the self. In truth, there is only one ego mind. In truth, there is only one Christ. You are all it. Go in peace. So at this time, we wish to extend further transmissions into your heart, into the secret chamber that lies within the spiritual heart. We ask you to open up to who you truly are. You are truly a master. This may be revealed at times in your daily basis, and at other times you seem to forget. We are helping you to remember. We are your guides back to truth. We are you. You have called on your higher self because there is a quickening. There is a desire to live from your higher self on the earth plane. Gaia is ascending. You are ascending. It is happening. It is not a pie in the sky idea. It is not a fairy tale book to read to the wee ones. You are ascending in consciousness. The more that you open up to this truth, the more you will assimilate and work with your ascension energy. And we do mean yours. It has your name on it. So let us begin. We ask you to pay attention at this time to your spiritual heart, to your vessel of consciousness. You understand you are not your mind. Open up to your heart. You are merging into a heart-centered way of living. You understand you must have a heart for yourselves and a heart for others. And it is this living which will bring you glory, which will bring you the awareness that, yes, I walk as a master. I live from my master state. I follow the master teachings. I follow the way of the heart. So let us begin. We ask you to relax and to receive the transmissions of the Sacred Heart. And so it is. Allow your life to begin. Allow your life to begin now, today, in a new way. Allow each day to be a new life. See it as such. Rise in consciousness. Rise in awareness of the teachings of the heart. And so it is. So wonderful. Okay, so what we're gonna do is go around the room and or our cyber room and see how we can be of assistance to everybody. So we're gonna start with Michelle and just proceed. Hi, Michelle, how can I help you? Give me one quick second, sweetie. Okay, and how can I help you, honey?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, one of our dogs, he's always had sort of an issue walking and pain in his neck and his back, but he can't really move at all right now. We took him to the vet almost every day last week, and he had all sorts of treatments, and so I'm wondering just a couple things. If maybe you could tune in and see if you get anything from him, if we can help him in any way. And also, we in this house kind of understand that there are lessons for us, regarding this whole situation, because of my own paralysis and my husband, had a fear of paralysis as a child, and any lessons that we need to learn, and anything from LB that maybe anything about this whole situation that you can pick up on would be great.
Okay, my mom, please.
Thank you.
All right, so we're gonna kind of separate some of this so I can try to tune in. So let me see if I can bring through any help regarding the dog first. So one moment, please. Okay, and tell me real quick with the dog, what is the symptoms with the dog?
He can't seem to stand up on his own.
Okay.
When he takes a step forward, his paws roll under him. He seems to be in pain along his spine. He had a very loose diagnosis of Lyme a few years ago that we're not sure about, but,
Okay. I don't know that I would be of help or not with this, but I will see. I was going to say I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm also not a veterinarian.
Right.
So I cannot diagnose or treat.
I know.
It's all mental.
Even not physical stuff.
I understand, but I just have to, they just want me to share that. But I've never had a veterinarian, so it's funny, making me giggle. Okay, so a moment, please. And say your dog's name for me.
LB.
And say it one more time.
LB.
And say it one more time, please.
LB.
And say LB's name one more time, honey.
LB.
There's a thought that comes to me, but I don't want to say it unless I'm 1,000,000% sure. So let me meditate on it afterwards, and then I will email you, because I just want like triple confirmation before I share that. If you don't hear from me, email me. I just want to make sure what comes to mind is accurate, because I just don't want to be wrong about that. Okay, so the other question is, what's the whole thing going on and what lessons or anything I can bring through? Okay, so a moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
Thank you. So I'm seeing all this like ancient Egypt stuff. Michelle, say your name one more time, please.
Michelle.
You're bringing healing energies through in this lifetime. And I'm seeing you in this, like, it looks like, it's not a tunnel, it's like a hallway. And I don't think it's in the pyramids, I don't know where it is. But I can see you in there. I don't know why this is significant, but it's like, it may be part of the pyramids. In any event, you're bringing through, yeah, I see it. It's like that you've got, what the heck? I need to learn words from ancient Egypt. I really do, because I see things and I don't know how to describe them. But it looks like a cane, but it's not a cane. Aspect, I don't know what you call that. It's it looks like a pole, but it's like a divining rod or something. But because when I'm looking at it, Michelle, say your name again, please.
Michelle.
Yeah, when I'm looking at it, it's totally made of light. It may actually been like in material form, but somehow it through alchemy or something, it changes. And this whole thing is, oh my God, like my whole body feels like it's like I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing. So this whole thing is of light. And so what you're doing is, Michelle, say your name again, please.
Michelle.
My strong feeling is you're bringing through healing energy that you've done on a number of lifetimes, but definitely in ancient Egypt. Yeah, and it's got something to do with, I don't know what the word is, I'm going to have to look it up for you, but whatever this thing is. And I'm watching it, it's like the energy, it's like Ghostbusters is like the wrong way because you're working with like astral beings and stuff like that. So forget that part of it. But I just saw that movie the other day and you see like these energies coming in from everywhere. I've got like divine energies. So they're not astral being energies. They're divine energies of healing that are coming in to this object. Oh my God, it's definitely you. You know, it's so funny. You're beautiful in that lifetime too. you really, really are. Okay, so what are the lessons? One moment, please. Michelle, say your name again, please. Michelle, say your name one more time, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
Michelle, say it one more time, honey.
Michelle.
Thank you. Goodness. Okay, I don't know that I have the answer to the whole paralysis thing. But what I do know is, goodness, Michelle, say your name one more time, honey.
Michelle.
Okay, I'm gonna say it this way. So here's the thing, like in shamanism, you can go to, and I've read this, and this is sort of what happened to you in some lifetime. I don't know if it was in Egypt or not. In Egypt, you look really pretty strong, actually. But you know, in shamanism, you go through these different dimensions of consciousness. And the way the negative energy will get you is really not by harming you. It's by getting you to harm yourself. So if it plays with your mind and plays with your fears, and if it can convince you of something that's not true, but if it can get you to think it is, then you will in fact crumble. You will in fact create your own death or your own demise in whatever form. And so it's what it's doing, even though, you know, it's terrible to go through these experiences, whether they're real or not. You know, they're saying this experience really isn't real, even though it feels very real to us. Is what you're doing is healing your own consciousness. And so it has to do with you understanding understanding power, and you understanding how to stand up on your own legs in your own truth, and to not fold, to not concede just because. Michelle, say your name again, please.
Michelle.
To stand on your own legs and not fold just because, goodness, it almost feels like just because someone's got a bigger bark. That's really how it feels. It's about you learning how to stand on your own legs of truth. And it's weird, but those are actually the words they're giving me. And Michelle, say your name again, please.
Michelle.
Power will be restored to you. Power will be restored to you. I feel like you're going to bring forth your own healing. My one feeling about the doggy, and I'll just say it, but I really don't know if I'm accurate, is whether or not he's processing energies, taking on some of the energies that you're working with or you're dealing with to, I don't want to say this, but to kind of soften what you're going through. I don't know if that's accurate, but that's what came to me. So I'll share that, but I will pray to see if I can get any further information regarding that. And animals do that sometimes. They take on the energies out of love. And it's nothing to feel bad about, in the sense that it's like, oh goodness, how do I say this? It's sort of like, you know, like the disciples of Christ. You know, they gladly gave their lives in honor of preserving the truth of Master Jesus. And it was an honor to do so. So that's what happens when animals do that. They don't have any regret about it at all. It's like that's their duty, that's their mission. It's an honor, really. So that's what came to me, but I need to triple confirmation that, confirm that. But anyway, stand on your own legs of truth. Stand on your own legs of truth. I do see you healing in this lifetime, and I do see you being fully empowered. I mean, I see you in that lifetime of ancient Egypt. I'll get a picture of what I'm looking at. But this whole thing is just light. This whole thing just becomes light. And you know how to use the light. All right.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome. You. All right, sweetheart. Good to see you. All right, Louisa. It's so funny. I have two red screens. That's so funny. Hi, Louisa. Hi. Nice to see you. How can I help you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, the main thing, I'm back in Carbondale. I meet all of you. So it is. And I just have several questions. I'm here back. So it's going to take a little bit longer to get back to where I'm supposed to be, where I have no idea what that is. And then I'm here at home, and I have some, I need to know how can I best help my son, Julian. He has some twill trouble with his skin. And anything about my best and how you sell.
Okay, so I missed a little bit, I don't know why, but somehow I missed a little bit about the first thing that you were asking.
Does that help? I just typed something.
Oh, okay, let me read what you typed. Aw. Okay, and what's tomorrow?
Anything. What's about my future
tomorrow? Oh, okay. I thought you meant specifically tomorrow. You just mean in the general tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, yes,
that's
yes.
Funny.
Yes.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Okay.
About your pictures, about your getaway.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was divinely inspired. Divinely inspired.
Yes.
Okay. So one moment, please. Louisa, say your first name, please.
Louisa.
And say it one more moment.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
Thank you. Louisa, say it one more time, honey.
Louisa.
So what they were showing me, it's so funny how things come through. They were showing me an umbrella upside down. Literally, it was like a big umbrella and it was turned upside down with the handle sticking up. And I'm like, okay, what do I do with an umbrella? Upside down of all things. But what they were saying is expect sunshine, expect sunshine. In other words, when you walk with an umbrella, it's because you expect it to be raining. When they have this umbrella turned upside down, it's come with the expectation that life is promoting you, life is supporting you, and life is stirring things up in your future and in your positive promotion is what they're saying. So to work with almost like the invisible hand of God. To work with the invisible hand of God. And to make, how do I want to say this? It's like to make that invisible hand of God real to you, to make it real to you. So in other words, almost like when we were talking about that dog, you know, that dog is in service to Michelle in this lifetime, truly, truly, truly. And so as you turn to be in service, this is what they want to say to you, as you turn to be in service of your divine nature, in service of what spirit has. In other words, this is how it feels to me. Let go of, how do I want to say this? I'm trying to get the words. I can feel the energy that's coming through. In other words, there's a divine plan that's coming into your life. And when I tune into you energetically, it feels like it's coming further down. And it almost feels like the only thing I can think of is like on top of Mount Shasta or some other places, supposedly there are like these like cities of light that are there in higher dimensions. And so I don't know if these are photographs or people's drawing or whatever, I honestly don't know. But I've seen things where you see like the clouds and they're just kind of hovering and you almost see like the outline of a building or whatever. So the reason I'm saying that is because when I look at your life, I feel like you have this master plan, which would be like your divine, your higher self's plan, that's coming into your life and kind of like superimposing into your affairs. So my feeling is, you know, it's almost like turning your life over to spirit, and not in a frou-frou way. Not to say that you're frou-frou, but in a conscious way, in a conscious way. In other words, how can I be used? How can I serve? And like from the energy of thy will be done, thy will be done. And it's very different from the energy of, okay, well, this is what I would like for my life and I would like you to bless it because I would like this, I would like this, I would like this. You know, so it's almost like, you know, what if you didn't get the boyfriend you wanted? What if you never got the finances? Like, what if you never got anything you wanted, but you were totally serving your divine plan? And so it's when you're in the flow of that service that it brings you like at one moment with your truth. And from there come all your blessings, all your needs, all your opportunities. In other words, everything, even though like you can sit there and angst, like, what do I do? What do I do? Somehow everything, I don't want to say this, everything comes to you by the frequency of you receiving that, how do I say this? Kind of like that divine blueprint for your life. And it's by your devotion to that blueprint that you actually get everything that you need, you know, like the right job, the right friendships, the right this and that and everything, because everything comes to you through your divine appointment. And say your name one more time, Louisa. Yeah. So when it comes to your tomorrow, it's every morning, state an affirmation or go within your heart. It really doesn't matter. What matters is your intention to serve your divine self. You know, how do I deserve my divine self today? How, you know, come into my life, basically take over my life. I'm more than willing to follow, because it's through being willing to follow that you will, you know, it's almost like you're going to be waiting for your new life to start, and lo and behold, you're living it without even realizing it. That kind of thing. You know, it sounds very like etheric rather than concrete, but yet it's going to work for you. It's going to work really well for you. Okay, and now your son has a skin problem. Okay.
If anything, yes. Yeah, my son, yes. That's what I have to stay here a little bit longer.
Okay, and so what's wrong with your son? He's got a skin condition?
Yes, he has all over his body. He's psoriasis, really, really acute. So when he gets a lot of stress, he's just in scars and blood and all over.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what I give him. He doesn't want to use it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mom, please.
Like that, yes.
All right. All these tough questions today. I'm not a healthcare practitioner. I cannot diagnose or treat a healthcare or mental issue. But that being said, give me one quick second. And say his first name, please.
Julian.
And say it one more time, please.
Julian.
And say it one more time, please.
Julian.
And say his name one more time.
Julian.
I don't know protocol, unfortunately, of what will help, but you can simply say, let me say this before I forget. There's something in his life that's really irritating him that is just not sitting well, and it needs to be addressed. Instead of
spiritually, emotionally,
what the issue is. Say his name one more time, please.
Julian.
It's hard to tell. Originally, I thought it was like something external, a person, something at work, something like that. But when I tune in to try to give you specifics, it feels very internal. In other words, how he feels about self. So my guess is it's probably all of the above.
Okay.
In other words, something's triggering
yeah.
it from outside, but what it's
yes.
doing is triggering how he feels on the inside.
Yes.
So see it from the perspective, from the spiritual perspective, that something's coming up for healing and that he's being invited to go deeper. And truly, my feeling is it's actually long overdue. And that's not bad. There's no judgment in that. Only in the sense that he has the power for... like a full recovery. He has the power for full recovery. So, you know, definitely take advantage of all that medical tools have, you know, to provide comfort and whatever. And also seek to, or treatment or whatever, but also seek to, say his name one more time, please.
Julian.
Yeah, it's about going within. I don't know how open he's going to be for doing that, but it's important. It's important because it's going to bring him some revelations of something that needs adjusting, clearing, healing, that's actually going to open up new opportunities for him. So, in other words, see this like mini crisis as a signal for change and a signal for expansion of his truth. In other words, like linearly, like a linear aspect, he's been going along, everything's working. But, you know, there's a lot of energies that are kind of bringing things to the surface, and that's what's happening. Something that's been going on is suddenly being brought to the surface, literally. It actually, at the end of the day, he has a wonderful opportunity that is going to emerge from this whole process. Okay. And the last question is what you wrote. I'm clicking on you. I have to click on the chat. all right. So I read your last question. And say your name again, please.
Luisa.
I'm just going to leave you with this. All I can tell you is I tell this to people all the time. In my kitchen where I do this, I have a poster of Martin Luther King. And it's got one of his sayings on there. And they actually use the words on that, on the sentence, almost like oracle cards, and like different words stand out. And the word that's standing out is love. The word that's standing out is love. So to me, that feels, how do I say this? It's looking better than it did in the past. I'll say it that way. Okay, I'll leave you with that. Okay, you're welcome. Hi, Miss Sarah.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
Oh, wonderful. Nice to say hi to you.
It's good to see you. You know, it's interesting. It's clear to me why I'm on this call, because I've related to the last two and surrendering and just listening and following the guidance, as well as having an animal who I honestly believe has absorbed a lot of my stuff.
Wow.
And I am hoping that as I kind of step out of the phase that I've been in lately, he's also going to start getting better. Mm-hmm. It's almost like an autoimmune thing. It almost feels like he's been in beat up as much as I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually open to hearing whatever it is that the masters would like to share with me. There's so much energy moving around in my life that just whatever's there.
Okay. Hold on, Mom, please. And say your first name, please.
Sarah.
And say it one more time, please.
Sarah.
And say it one more time.
Sarah.
Thank you. It's time to forgive the self. They're saying you have a class action suit against the self, and you're hoping to win. Now, of course, that's not on a conscious level. And Sarah, say your name one more time, please.
Sarah.
You have a wonderful homecoming coming to you. And so through this process of kind of like the body talking to you, you have... Okay, they want me to go back to this disclaimer again. So I'm not a healthcare practitioner. I can't diagnose or treat any health or medical conditions. But that being said, you have a wonderful opportunity to kind of really let go and blossom into your full form in this lifetime. And what comes to me, and I almost apologize for the analogy, but they use what's in my mind, you know, my files. And so I have a son that has been all into Pokemon even before Pokemon Go or whatever it is. And so what I know about it, having raised him, is they start like in one form and then they have an evolved form. So I don't know how that works, but and they look different too. So you can got like a cute little kitty cat that suddenly becomes this big feline presence, you know? And so that's what this is about for you. That's what this is about for you. It's about releasing that which has been dormant within you. In other words, like all your good stuff is seeking to be present. To be fully active. That's what they're saying to me, to be fully activated in you, to allow yourself to live your truth. And Sarah, say your name again, please.
Sarah.
And say it one more time, please.
Sarah.
You've been like hiding the best stuff. I don't know how else to say this. It's almost like if you're playing a card game and you're using all your cards, but you've got like two cards in your hand that are actually the best cards, and you're not using them. You're not paying attention to them. It's like that. And so through this process of healing, you are going to come face to face with your true self. As you do that, you're going, and say your name again, please.
Sarah.
Yeah. You're going to have an awakening. Wow. One moment, please. Sarah, say your name one more time.
Sarah.
Thank you. They're saying this is a must. It's about forgiving the self. Seeing the best of the self. I'm going to go back to the class action suit against self. It's what the process is going to reveal to you is really who you truly are. I feel like there are aspects of you that for whatever reason they keep saying dormant, that they've been lying dormant. And so your guides, your higher self are working with you to bring it out, to bring it out. So I would call it the queen. I'm using that Martin Luther King poster again, but when I'm talking, they're showing me king. In other words, you know, the king within you or the queen within you is trying to emerge. And so it's almost like your life or your body, or whatever, is teaching you how you kind of been working against self rather than working for self. What you're going to find at the end of the day is, I kid you not, God, it's almost like every message has been the same in a way. You remind me a little bit like Julian, her son. Louisa?
Yes.
Would you mind muting your side, sweetheart?
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, sweetie. You remind me a little bit of her son. Well, that wasn't that. Oh, that's okay. But you remind me a little bit of her son in terms of at the end of the day, he's going to be better off. And say your name again, please.
Sarah.
You have, I don't know what this is, but it's awfully good. Oh, goodness. I'm trying to figure out what goddess it is that's coming through you. Sarah, say your name one more time, please.
Sarah.
You know, I don't even want to say years ago, somewhere in the bottom of my drawer, I have oracle cards of goddesses. And I feel like that's what I need in the sense that I can see her, but I have no idea who she is. You've got like goddess energy, but it's coming through in a specific form. So it's a goddess actually that, I don't know whether it's like actually part of who you are. Or you've worked with her intensively in other lifetimes. But there is actually a particular goddess that you're kind of holding the energy of. And that's what wants to come through you. That's what wants to come through you. Do you channel at all?
I have not, no.
You have not channeled. Sarah, say your name one more time, please.
Sarah.
I can feel her presence. I don't know how the energy is going to present, whether it's going to come through channeled or in what way. But I do feel like you've got her helping you, like empowering you to believe in self. I do see. Goodness, what is her name? I'm tripping up my words. White Buffalo Calf Woman, I think that's her name. White Buffalo Calf Woman. She's present with you and helping you to see the truth of things, helping you to like cut through like the illusions and to make your like efforts more effective. In other words, she can't do the work for you, but it's like she somehow applies like her energetic support so that everything is clear. And then of course it's for you to look and see what's being pointed out. But she's trying to like, how do I say this? She's trying to clear out of your life like the nonsense stuff, the stuff that you're putting your energy in that doesn't make a difference at the end of the day anyway. You know, it's almost like if that drawer never got cleaned out, would life go on? Yes. But, you know, getting you to focus on what will make a difference at the end of the day. So that's her job to kind of like, you know, get you paying attention to the right stuff. And Sarah, say your name one more time, please.
Sarah.
Yeah, I will send you information on the guy. I can see her. She's got red hair. Whatever goddess it is, she's got red hair. and she's helping you. My feeling is you work with her They're saying numerous occasions. I'm just not bringing the name through for some reason. And Sarah, say your name one more time, please.
Sarah.
Yeah, forgiveness of self. That class action suit against self needs to be tossed. So you know what I mean by that? In other words, you know, letting go of the criticism, letting go of the blame, letting go, and really, you know, because it's like attacking of self is what it is, and really understanding your innocence, your truth. You have White Buffalo Calf Woman with you, interestingly enough. You have this goddess energy. I don't know who she is. It almost feels like Celtic or something. It feels like Celtic or something like that. It's good. So here's the bottom line. You've got work to do. There's no doubt about it. You've got work to do. But here's the thing. The work matters and will make a difference. Stay clear poverty thinking. Like, oh, woe is me. I've had this for so long. And, you know, will anything ever change? You know, that kind of energy. Stay clear of it because you're a very powerful pumpkin is what they're saying. I mean, you really pack a punch. So what you pay attention to is really what's going to be what you create. So I'm going to leave you with this. It's the energy that's coming through that will best support you is that divine energy of fifth dimensional consciousness. And if you remind me, I will find you something I read that may be helpful to you. And it has to do with, you know, that fifth dimensional consciousness is accepting everything in the moment, not needing it to be any different. And it's through the acceptance of it that you get in touch with who you really are, because who you really are has love for everything always, whether everything's the way you want it to be or if it isn't. And it's love that's actually gonna seal your fate and carry you to your freedom. So it helps you merge with love. And when you're criticizing what is or kind of down and out about what is, you're obviously not one with love. So that might be a very helpful tool for you in this process. And almost like, you know, maybe not a daily reminder because it won't mean anything to you, but just something to kind of work with. So remind me and I'll forward that to you as well.
Okay.
Good things ahead.
Great, thank mm-hmm. you.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Okay, so, oh my goodness, Marsha. I had to say it, I'm so sorry. Are you there, sweetheart? She's not there. Marsha, are you there? All right, let me see a chat. No, that's Lisa. Marsha, are you there, sweetie? So I will email Marsha, and if she's got a question, I will get to her question after the group. So let me just bring this to a close. Indeed, we would like to congratulate, to support each of you. In other words, you are arriving at the crystal awareness that you are needed, that you are important, that life is truly just begun. And we mean this from the holy awareness that your new life, your life in your union, your oneness with your diamond self, with your true nature, from the awakened expansion, from the awakened heart, is soon to arrive. Work with it, open to it. It will reveal to you many outstanding secrets, shall we say, but in truth, eternal truths. We surround you with our love and our light. Until next time, we remain. And understand the words, the truth of these powerful statements. We do remain with you always and always. Until next time, namaste.